This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee and a terrific service department. I don't care whether it's quick lane, routine, difficult inspections. They handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Any chance I get a chance to sit down and talk with the legend Jody Mack, I do that. Jody, how are you, my man?
So I'm sitting at home on Sunday, and I'm watching ESPN, and what do I see and hear but a Steve Jones Penn State touchdown call? And I said, I know that guy. Outstanding job by you, my friend.
Finally got one right. Jody, thanks. I appreciate that. So I want to ask the Eagles. I'm sitting down after I did the football game on Saturday. I had to go down to Florida to do basketball for a couple of games. And Dick Girardi, old friend of yours, and I were watching the Eagles game. And every time the Eagles came out of the huddle or were at the line of scrimmage, Girardi says, give the ball to Barkley. Every play. Give the ball to Barkley. Give it to Barkley. Not a bad strategy. You've now watched him with a legitimate, big-time, real offensive line. How good is Barkley?
He is stone cold special. I said on my show on WIP both Monday and Tuesday night that if I had a vote, he would get my vote for MVP in the National Football League. I don't know running back has gotten it in 12 years, but right, he's doing things that other running backs haven't done since at Adrian Peterson, who was the last one to win it. I know it's become a quarterback award, but if you just stick to the definition, valuable, who is more valuable to their team than Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles? I don't think there's anyone in the National Football League. He's moved up in the betting markets. I think he's third in most markets now, so he's got a legit chance. I think he can win it. And what Nick Sirianni said after the game I thought was pretty damn telling, because people are asking in the era of sports where we now reside, there is such a thing as load management, that they are very cognizant of how much a player plays and how many downs they play, how many hits they take. And Nick's answer was great when they asked him if he would do anything to try and preserve Saquon Barkley. He said, that's what Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are for. On Sunday, Saquon plays. On Sunday, Saquon wants the ball, and we're doing everything we can to win a football game. So I loved hearing that from Sirianni.
Which is exactly right. And look, a player can tap out if something isn't quite right. You're talking about a guy that won't tap out either. Barkley, that's just, in knowing him, Jody, he won't tap out. So, in other words, he plays.
And he's not going to change his running style either, which is, and the two touchdowns he had this past week, to go untouched on two 70-yard touchdowns is almost unheard of. Great blocking, lanes there. He's got another speed that other guys don't have, but not every play goes that way. Sometimes it's between the tackles, and you're going to have to power your way through. Saquon's always ready to power his way through. He's not looking for a way to dive down and get an extra yard. There's going to be contact if he's in between the tackles, and that's why some people say we got to be careful with this guy. Nick Sirianni doesn't sound like he's one of them.
You know who needs to be careful with him? The defense. All right, so that's what they need to be careful. Where is he? So what has this meant for Jalen Hurts? And, Jody, when you watch Hurts, how well is he actually playing at this point? Because, I mean, I always felt he was the best player on the field in the Super Bowl, but how is he playing now?
He's playing very well. to that level that he played in 22 when he was the runner-up for MVP, and you can make an argument that he was in the lead with a couple weeks to play before he hurt his shoulder in Chicago. And yes, in the Super Bowl, he played every bit as well as Patrick Mahomes. It's just his team won the game with a little help on their defense, more so than the Eagles, and a big special teams punt return. But let's not relive that Super Bowl yet.
right.
Jalen Hurts is playing very well. In answer to your question, is he in the conversation for MVP? Not like his teammate, Mr. Barkley, but he's playing well. He's cut down on the turnovers. He knows with Saquon behind him, he doesn't have to take the chances that he may have had to take in previous years. Threw the ball just fine Sunday, even though they were down Devontae Smith. So I would absolutely give Jalen Hurts passing grades for this season so far.
Right, no question. And A.J. Brown was out for a little bit. He's had Smith that's out for a little bit. But man, the more I watch A.J. Brown, wow, he is just, I mean, I think he's playing better now than he ever has in Philadelphia. He's just such a powerful presence out there.
The Eagles have two guys that kind of defy what you think of as the usual player at their position. Saquon Barkley, as big and as strong as he is, and also as fast. And A.J. Brown, as big and strong as he is, and still with tremendous hands and can high point the ball and go get it over defensive backs. So, yeah, they've got two very good weapons on offense to the Birds.
How would you evaluate the defense and how it's played to this point?
Outstanding. The last couple of years, they've had Vic Fangio disciples running the defense. Well, if you can get the original, that's what you want. Because Fangio has put together a tremendous defense. Give Howie Roseman some credit drafting the two young stud cornerbacks. They are so much better at covering this year than they were last year. And the signing of the linebacker, Bourne, who has been borderline defensive player of the year level. He has been that good. And that was the defensive coordinator's idea to make him a inside linebacker. Nobody else. So he gets credit for that as well. Fangio has been spectacular. Now, losing Brandon Graham this week, that stings a little bit because if there's one position on the Eagles where I don't think they're playing off the charts good, it's defensive end. It's edge pass rushing. And you can make the argument that BG was the best one on Eagles this year. He and Sweat won, too. The depth is not there at that position, so they're going to do some poking and hoping. Brandon will be around the team. He'll still be his leadership type guy that he's always been, but I think they're going to miss what he brings on the field. Even at his advanced age, he was still as good an edge pass rusher as the Eagles had.
What, over the years, did Brandon Graham mean to that organization?
Ton. As a leader, as a guy who could talk to younger players, as a trash talker to get in the heads and tick off opponents on a week-in, week-out basis. The Athletic had an article this week that they went around and surveyed all NFL players. They did it way back in August and September, but they didn't publish it till this week. Most annoying players in the National Football League, the Eagles had two, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Brandon Graham. Why? Because they're both trash talkers. They're not afraid to talk in the middle of the game and try and get inside somebody's head. Brandon Graham became a master of it, and I do think it's helped make him as good a player as he has, and he's looking to pass that on to his younger Eagle teammates.
The two rookie defensive backs, Cooper DeJean from Iowa, whom I was very familiar with because of Penn State and Iowa, and then Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. What can you say about them in terms of what they've meant to solidify that secondary?
It's funny. I think this every time I'm asked this question. It probably is something I should just drop, but I go back to the first week of camp and got to one of their practices and had a bunch of guys on to talk about it. I got a lot of Eagle beat guys as friends, and they worked him out in the slot. It looked like it was going to be Quinyon Mitchell playing the slot this year because Cooper DeJean was hurt, and when the couple practices he got in before he got hurt, he was working more outside. That's just evaluating your own players. They got enough of a look at Quinyon Mitchell, and they said, no, this guy's great outside. We don't need him inside. We need him outside covering other teams' best wide receivers. And DeJean, when he came in, even though people said he was probably going to be a safety in the National Football League, proved that, no, the slot is the perfect place for him because he's got the size. If he's got to go up against the tight end, he's not going to be overmatched. The Eagles put both of those two young players in their best position to achieve success in year number one. That's a lot of credit to the coaching staff.
I'll tell you right now, there are very few rookies that have come into this league, and I'm talking about Mitchell here, that you look at him and say, you know what, this guy already is a lockdown corner. Am I overstating Mitchell?
I think that with the way they play in the game now these days, somebody asked me just a week or so ago to compare him to Revis from the Jets, who I got to see play all of his games because I'm a Jet guy. And Revis truly was a quote-unquote shutdown cornerback, as you just phrased. I'm not there with Quinyon Mitchell yet.
Okay.
But he is one of the better cover corners already in the National Football League. I don't know if there is a shutdown corner in the NFL right now.
Agreed.
He's as good a candidate as anybody else if you want to put him in the mix.
Agreed. I do. Since you brought it up, I do have to bring up the Jets. I mean, this is a painful subject, but what the heck? I mean, even in the NFL, where they've set up schedules and drafts and things like that, you're not supposed to go on through these prolonged droughts. I mean, you look at them, what are... Maybe this will take up the rest of the show. What are the issues?
I'm old enough to actually remember the lone Jet Super Bowl appearance.
Me too.
Lad, and I was thinking, oh, this is great. My team's going to get in it all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't been in it in 50-plus years. Thank you very much. Yeah, the fish oftentimes stinks from the head down. I think they've got bad ownership, whether it's Woody Johnson, whether it's his brother or not. If he's going back to work in the Trump administration, I don't know that would change anything. They did that once. It didn't get any better. I don't know that doing it again will make it any better. The Aaron Rodgers experiment blew up in their face, a year of him not playing, and this year a year of him not playing well enough. And him saying, if he plays again next year, well, the Jets, he's under contract for next year.
Right.
If he wants to retire and walk away, he can. But that was so gracious of him to say, if he plays, he's certainly New York is his number one choice. No kidding, you're under contract, big guy. Just a stone-cold mess. They've hired bad people. They've had bad people in bad positions. Joe Douglas did well in the draft, but he didn't do well at free agent signings, and they messed up the whole Hassan Reddick thing this year. So a saying that I have with my fellow Jet fans, SOJ, same old Jets, has never been more true.
Fortunately, the Washington Wizards are not very good, which is keeping the Sixers from the bottom. When you look at that group, what are the comments you're making on WIP about the group known as the Philadelphia 76ers?
Here's another guy I'm calling on the carpet this week. Woody Johnson, yes. Get your act together, Mr. Billionaire. And the president of the Philadelphia 76ers, Daryl Morey, who does one media session, first day of camp opening up, and then you can't find him again. The way they're handling Joel Embiid, the fact that he's only played four, he's not playing tonight, so it'd be four of 17 games. Is he hurt? When did he get hurt? When can you expect him to play? They pack that house every night. Sixer fans deserve more information. And Nick Nurse is in the same position Brett Brown was. He's got to be the face of the organization on a night-in, night-out basis. And I'm seeing and hearing him getting frustrated by it. Morey's got to step up and explain why this team stinks.
And I've really found interesting that when they've gone after, like, the next player to fit with Embiid, it's always been an older guy, and I'm not sure that guy is in his prime when they sign him. Am I being fair about that?
Yeah, because they went out and got Harden, and now they're putting Paul George in the mix. So the biggest last two additions to the team were veteran-type guys. Harden was Harden, and Morey had a previous relationship with him, and he thought he was still the Harden of the top of his game, and he just wasn't. And Paul George was the best, they believed, of the free agent lot this past year. They were going to bring in a third piece to add to he and Maxey. They chose George. I don't even know if it's a good or bad decision yet because he, too, hasn't played. Surely hasn't played with Embiid, and he hasn't himself played because he's had injury issues. But that should be kind of expected when you're signing a 37-year-old veteran to a multi-year max money deal.
By the way, I also did watch the Jets in the Super Bowl. So, yes. Okay. So, you or I are... Okay. We're both there simpatico, which then brings me to one final question, and that is, as the longtime person that loves sports, what is your opinion of the NBA Cup?
Okay, nice try there, Mr. Commissioner. If he thinks he's getting a bump from this, that's fine. It's not bad. It's not something that's hurting the league, but he thought he was going to get a big boost out of it, and people would pay. Who the hell knows the standing of the NBA's in-season cup? Nobody. Come on. Get real with yourself. So it's there. It lets you see it. You can balance the color on your television because they play on those very bright floors. But other than that, yeah, I don't get too motivated or moved by the NBA Cup.
He and I think alike, okay? So that's why I know what I'm through. It's like being the coach of the T-ball team. I put the ball in the tee, and I'm watching him, Jody, just drive the ball 400 feet off the tee because we think the same way. Jody, you're the greatest. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your family. Great holidays as well. Thanks so much for your valuable time. I enjoy it so much.
Steve Jones, see if you can get me another Penn State call this weekend on ESPN. I need it desperately.
You got it, pal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Thank you, my friend. The great Jody McDonald, WIP Philadelphia. Jody Mack, one of the all-time greats in this business because he's smart. All right? He's smart. You know, and he just has such a feel for it. Can't put a price on that. A lot of fun for me. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.